Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Lawmakers in Frankfurt are heading into their first full week of the 2018 legislative session, and leadership issues, specifically the status and fate of Republican House Speaker Jeff Hoover, has more or less overshadowed other priorities, especially public pension reform. Is that likely to continue this week? Well, we're putting that question to Laura Cullen Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. What say you, Laura?
Well, what I say is I think it will for a while. Speaker Hoover is a controversial figure right now in the State House. He said he was going to step down as Speaker in November, as we know, and then he decided this past week to hold on to the speakership. He's not presiding in the House right now, but he is still officially the Speaker, and that comes at a time when 8 members of his caucus have filed a formal complaint to have him expelled from the House itself, not just from the leadership post, but actually for him to lose his House seat.
And a committee is looking into that right
that's
now.
That's right. The formal complaint sets in motion the creation of a bipartisan committee, Democrats and Republicans on that committee, to look at the allegations of misbehavior.
Now, there are actual bills that are going to be getting hearings this week, and one involves the election of the governor, correct?
Yes, that's right. So later today, Alan, the House Committee on Elections, Constitutional Amendments, and Intergovernmental Affairs is hearing House Bill 23. And that bill is sponsored by State Representative Kenny Imes from Murray. And that bill would shift the odd year elections for governor and other constitutional officers to even numbered years. And the fiscal note that accompanies that bill says that local governments will save $13.5 million per election year by shifting that to the even-numbered years when other legislative and local races are held.
Now, obviously, the Republicans who are in charge, fully in charge in Frankfurt, they favor this, while I'm going to guess that quite a few Democrats oppose it.
It has been brought up in the past, so we'll just have to see where it goes this year. One thing that is tempting, though, for lawmakers is that savings of $13.5 million that is would show up in a tight budget cycle. You know, as we know, the governor is going to give his budget address on January 16th, and he's told us already that it will be a doozy, so any savings is good savings.
All right, we'll just have to leave it there. Our guest this morning has been Laura Cullen Glasscock, editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, and you can hear more of our conversation at our website at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.